Welcome to Spotlight on Africa with me, Daniel Finnan. Today we'll be hearing from a prize-winning Ugandan inventor. Him and his team have developed a device which tests for malaria without drawing blood. It's called Matibabu and won 28,000 euros for the Africa Prize, awarded by the Royal Academy of Engineering. The African region has the highest share of malaria cases worldwide, and the Matibabu device could be a game changer. Let's hear from this Ugandan inventor to find out more. Welcome to Brian Gita, one of the inventors of the Matibabu device. What does this device do? How does it detect malaria?
This device detects malaria using the properties of light and magnetism. What I really mean by that is when a person has malaria, the properties that the plasmodium changes some of these properties of the red blood cells because it's feeding and it's excreting a waste. So using light and magnetism, we try to spot out the differences between a normal and an infected red blood cell. So that's how we are able to tell whether the person has malaria or not.
I understand that you started to work on this device because you yourself had malaria, but it wasn't properly diagnosed.
Yeah, so sure. I mean, growing up in a sub-Saharan region means that we've all had different episodes of malaria at different times. So we've all experienced this. So, but the difference comes in that when I had my episodes and our team and were trying to get to understand what computer science for engineering is, we said we could maybe use our experiences to just identify the solutions that we wanted to work on. So that's how we started brainstorming on diagnosis at that time. And it was diagnosis as a whole, not actually diagnosis for malaria. But eventually, after a lot of research, we zeroed down to malaria and here we are trying to iterate development and working hard to see that we push the product.
Why has nobody gotten onto this? Why did nobody think about this before?
Research is wide and everybody keeps on doing the research. How fast you get to the end point or how fast you publish is what makes people breakthrough. So we've done this for some time now. And we are happy to publish. So I cannot say that people haven't been doing more work because people don't disclose or anything. But what I can be happy to discuss about is how far we've gone and what we've been able to publish, because I mean, that's how research works.
The device uses a beam of light to analyze the red blood cells, and then it shares the results on a mobile phone, I understand. Could you kind of explain the whole process for us?
So when a person is being diagnosed and maybe the sample is put into the device and then we're shining lights over and doing the magic, the results are sent over to the mobile phone or any other peripheral device like a laptop to just enable visualization to the patient, but also to enable us to collect more data and make the device better. That's how the process works. And in regards to time, that all happens within 2 minutes as compared to the 30 minutes that the microscope does. So, which makes Matibabu 15 times faster than the gold standard.
What's the next step for Matibabu? How do you make sure that this device gets out there and is used in the field?
So the next steps for Matibabu are actually verification or validation for that matter. So we're preparing to go in for trials and try to get the efficacy of the device. And with this efficacy, we can do more publication and get other certifications like CE marks and ISO certifications so that we are definitely benchmarked to the standards and then we go to market.
Will that be a difficult process, do you think? How long will it take?
We are anticipating within 24 months to be on market. So the process of validation takes its time, but we hope with the partnerships that we have and more partnerships that will come on board, we'll be able to maneuver around these and make sure we get the product to market at least.
What sort of partnerships and what sort of support do you have? Because you've just won the Royal Academy of Engineering Africa Prize for Mati Babu.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have we've gotten support from a couple of partners, including the Royal Academy of Engineering, the Resilient Africa Network, Vilgro Kenya, Mark, and Pharmaceutical and Bayer. And all these have put on table the business development for the company, technical support, as well as financial support.
Financial support is obviously very important. Have you received any funding from anybody yet?
Yeah, so all the people I mentioned earlier have also given funding in forms of grants to really help in the early works of development.
Tell us about your background, Brian. How did you get into this field?
My background is in computer science. Like I said, I got in this field earlier on because of curiosity and personal experiences. But I have my background in computer science, so I love to developing solutions that can change or create change in communities is what got me here in the first place.
What sort of accuracy do you see from Mati Babu when it undertakes malaria tests?
So like I said, from the control tests we have been able to do, we've at least registered specificity for the device of over 70%. So, I mean, and we are going in for another round of a trial. So we are anticipating to have the accuracy with the refinements we've done up to at least between 85 and 90%.
How does that compare with traditional malaria testing?
So there are a lot of flaws with the traditional malaria testing. One, of course, the sensitivity or specificity of a microscope is way higher. It's about 95, 96. But that is heavily dependent on the person operating the microscope. So if you are not very experienced, you'll definitely not get the results a very experienced personnel is having. And if you're seated behind that microscope for 4 or 5 hours, you'll of course be fatigued, and that will influence the kind of results that you're giving out. So, but this is an automated system, the one we are offering, and it doesn't require a lot of medical expertise, and the time for diagnosis is actually smaller. So with the Mati Babu solution, is superior in those aspects.
What sort of barriers did you have to overcome? As I'm sure you can appreciate, there are many challenges.
I mean, there's been a lot of challenges and mistakes that we as a company have made. For example, I mean, not knowing how to handle partnerships at the beginning, or not knowing who to contact for medical device certification. But I would look at them as opportunities and learning scenarios. So, for example, not having enough funding to take us through the development cycles, all those create another layer of innovativeness. How are you supposed to go beyond this, and how are you supposed to work around all these obstacles to move forward? So, but I mean, there's been a lot of obstacles, and there's still obstacles that are coming. But the team is more than resilient to get over these obstacles and finding solutions to them. That's the interesting part of it.
Malaria is a killer in sub-Saharan Africa. What sort of changes do you think this could bring to malaria treatment and malaria identification once it does get to market?
So we've actually noticed a big change in the medications that are available on market for malaria, right from the early days till now. But what we haven't actually noticed is a very big change in the ways that we diagnose for the disease. As a company, we are positioning ourselves to tackle this and close up the gap between the way that people get diagnosis and make sure that they get the healthcare or the medication that is needed for this disease in time. So, for example, we are looking at combating self-medication by offering early diagnosis. That person doesn't just have to work around their instincts to make sure that they get self-medication. So things like that, I mean, things that we want to reduce. And for sure, we look at having early medication, and we see it reducing about 30% of malaria deaths, because most of them are due to knowing that a person has malaria at a late stage. But with early diagnostic tools, we know we can create this change.
Thank you very much for joining us, Brian Gita, one of the inventors of the Mati Babu device. That's it for this week's Spotlight on Africa. From me, Daniel Finnan, thanks for listening.